What if being a good parent isn't about perfection, but about being present, self-aware, and resilient enough to navigate inevitable mistakes? Unlike traditional parenting manuals promising flawless children through rigid methodologies, the philosophy of good enough parenting acknowledges the beautiful messiness of raising humans. This approach has resonated deeply with modern parents struggling under the weight of expectation in the social media era, where parenting anxiety has reached unprecedented levels. For most of human history, children were conceived for practical reasons, as farmhands, old age insurance, or family legacy bearers, rather than out of concern for their welfare. The modern shift toward child-centric parenting accelerated after World War II, alongside rising living standards and evolving psychological understanding. Yet, despite our commitment to children's well-being, we haven't fully developed systematic approaches to parenting, often naively trusting instinct rather than seeking instruction. The stakes couldn't be higher. Contemporary psychology recognizes childhood as a consequential period determining lifelong emotional health, with early experiences shaping neural pathways that influence everything from stress responses to relationship patterns. Perhaps it's time to question whether everyone should automatically become parents, and instead celebrate those who consciously choose this path or those who recognize parenting isn't for them. True parental love means seeing through a child's eyes rather than imposing adult perspectives. A broken toy represents a profound loss, deserving genuine empathy. Good parents offer forgiveness and interpret difficult behaviors positively, recognizing that acting out signals distress, not malice. They accept strange developmental phases without permanent labeling, understanding children pass through temporary periods of obsession. They recognize emotional security matters more than material privilege. Consistent affection in modest circumstances outweighs luxury paired with emotional neglect. Good parents reveal their imperfections rather than presenting impossible ideals. They provide boring reliability, the steady, unglamorous presence that creates security. They love without expectation of reciprocation and avoid burdening children with fulfilling parental dreams. The ultimate measure of parental love is whether it enables a child to grow into an adult who can engage with society while maintaining spontaneity, without excessive fear, and with fundamental trust in their capacity for fulfillment. Children are like aliens newly arrived on Earth, seeing everything with fresh, unmarked minds. Raindrops, shadows, and leaves fascinate them. A vacuum cleaner becomes a mysterious creature. A light switch contains magic that summons brightness. Tension arises when parental busyness collides with a child's fascination. A simple walk transforms into an expedition of discovery, with beetles, leaves, and puddles demanding examination. All great scientific discoveries and artistic works stem from those who maintained childlike naivety. Einstein wondering about riding alongside light beams, Dürer examining hands with extraordinary attention, O'Keeffe focusing intensely on flowers. When we rush children past their wonder, we suppress the very quality driving human innovation. The child watching ants build their colony may seem unproductive by adult standards, but they're engaging in the deep observation that has led to humanity's greatest discoveries. Every new human gives our species a chance to return to first principles and rethink what we've taken for granted. The capacity to soothe is perhaps a parent's most essential skill. The gifted soother recognizes when comfort is needed, even when disguised as defiance or aggression. They see beyond the teenager's slammed door or the toddler's tantrum to the underlying need for connection. They normalize vulnerability rather than shaming it. Effective soothing involves physical holding to regulate distress, embraces that contain overwhelming emotions when words fail. It includes singing and music that tap into pre-verbal calming mechanisms and active concern through rituals like blankets and temperature checks that signal care, the special bedtime tuck-in or gentle back rub that says, "I'm here." A household where soothing flourishes equips children with psychological tools for life's challenges. parents demonstrate healthy stress responses through their own self-regulation. The well-soothed child grows into an adult who can self-soothe, perhaps the most valuable psychological skill possible. Through consistent soothing experiences, children develop an internal sanctuary, learning that emotions, however intense, are temporary and manageable. Parents might bristle at the suggestion they don't listen enough, given childhood's constant noise. Yet children become louder precisely because they don't feel heard at the level that matters most. Children cannot articulate their feelings clearly. With minimal understanding of their own minds, they communicate in ways that seem violent, hurtful, or irrational. Parents often dismiss uncomfortable feelings, not from meanness, but because what they hear contradicts their hopes for their child's development. Parents' anxiety about their child becoming problematic prevents them from calmly hearing alarming declarations. The solution isn't just better listening, but broadening one's conception of normality to include the full range of human emotions. The more we listen to children's seemingly weird messages, the less frantically they need to communicate them. A child who threatens to burn the school down is expressing deep frustration, not planning arson. Love involves translating what someone says into what they actually mean. Discerning that "I hate you" might really mean "I'm scared by how much I love you." Imagine two contrasting families at dinner. In one, the child behaves perfectly, complimenting food, discussing school pleasantly, helping unprompted. In the other, the child calls their mother an idiot, refuses vegetables, and storms off. Surprisingly, the good child faces more future problems. The compliant child suppresses authentic feelings, sensing parents can't handle their true self. They become expert observers, constantly scanning for disapproval. The bad child, however, enjoys psychological safety. Their outbursts occur because they know their parents' love is unconditional and robust enough to absorb aggression. The unexpected outcome? The compliant child risks developing rigidity, creativity deficits, harsh self-criticism, and difficulty forming authentic relationships. The naughty child develops spontaneity, resilience, failure tolerance, and self-acceptance. They learn that mistakes don't equal losing love, and negative emotions are survivable. What we label naughtiness is actually early exploration of authenticity. Former difficult children often become more creative adults, comfortable with mistakes, sexually self-accepting, and better at receiving criticism. The child who feels safe enough to show their worst sides paradoxically develops into a better adjusted adult. Psychoanalyst Donald Winnicott observed that distressed parents weren't bad, just good enough. We suffer from impossible ideals of perfect parenting, drawn from cultural fantasies rather than reality. Winnicott's concept offers relief from this idealization. Modern parenting standards have emerged alongside capitalism's demand for complete work devotion. We're expected to excel professionally while remaining deeply involved in our children's lives, as unrealistic as being both a ballerina and brain surgeon. Our kindness makes us targets for children's disappointment. Though we desire gentleness, parenting requires representing duty and encouraging delayed gratification. Children often lack perspective to understand adult concerns. Flawed but kind parents prepare children for an imperfect world. The greatest gift isn't perfection, but resilience to navigate life with grace and self-compassion, qualities learned only from parents who embody them. Good enough isn't settling. It's recognizing that our humanity, not perfection, is what children truly need.